You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Wrap at Taco Bell. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 69 fair degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy, with a chance of showers mostly after 3 p.m. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers, and then for Friday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, but a high of 75. There's another chance of showers on Friday night into Saturday as a cold front comes through, and the forecast for Saturday is a high of 61, and Sunday sunny with a high of 54.
I can hear something in the background.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winbear and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Italian tenor Marino Frizzetti visited HCL last night and absolutely floored the audience, Jennifer. The gingerbread competition at HCL is fast approaching, as is the deadline to enter. We'll tell you how. Jennifer did some research and found out that I am is the shortest sentence in the English language. The longest sentence? I do. It's not too early to tell you about all of our holiday shows. Space is limited. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. You know me well.
Why?
I do.
So I just mentioned that we had a spectacular program at the library last night. Jennifer actually wasn't there, so I get to tell her all about it. Did you hear about it at all?
I have no.
We actually had patrons call today to thank us.
Oh, excellent.
And we had Italian tenor Moreno Frizzetti, a first time for him at our library. And words can't describe. The guy should be singing at the Metropolitan Opera House,
really?
Jennifer.
We'll try.
Amazing voice. Just amazing. I think some people were in tears.
Yeah.
And he just had the audience wrapped around his finger, like even between the arrangements that he did. He was very, you know, the audience was just eating out of his hand. And then when he started singing, it was just, you could hear it, first of all, throughout the library. I mean,
wow.
Just his voice.
Did he have an accompanist?
And then we just had a music in the background. And he, sometimes he does, but I couldn't afford that, Jennifer.
I see.
Could barely afford him to begin with. But if you have the wherewithal to see Moreno Frizzetti, go to his webpage. Just Google Moreno Frizzetti. I think he plays throughout the area. Or sings throughout the area. You must see him. He was actually a suggestion by my parents.
Really?
Actually, my parents were right about something for once.
Confirm and Ray.
I'm just kidding.
Did you invite them up too?
Yeah, but they I think he's coming back to their place in January, so they don't like to drive at night.
You could have had them spend the night with you.
I could have, but they didn't want to do it, Jennifer. No, trust me, I offered. They actually gave me a CD to give to my parents.
Oh, nice.
As a thank you. So, really great guy. Moreno Frizzetti, highly recommended. We'll have him back next year, I'm sure, because I'm sure I'm going to get a flood of calls from our patrons that couldn't make the show when they hear about the patrons that did make the show. So, we aim to please at the 100 and County Library,
I'm very happy,
Jennifer.
To hear that. Well done.
Yes. And then other programs coming up this week. Jennifer has a program next Tuesday, November 10th. Called the Music Events of the 1950s. Does she want to tell us about it?
Sure she does. It's a recorded lecture with music hosted by David Aaron. Stroll down memory lane as David covers the key topics from the 1950s, including the make-believe ballroom, the early days of TV, doo-wop, the Dodgers and Giants, ponytails, and the songs that have become American classics featuring artists such as Nat King Cole, Kay Starr, Billie Holiday, and The Comets, Patti Page, and more. David's presentation is a solid hour of music, fun, and trivia about the 1950s, includes recorded music and audience participation. And that's Tuesday at November 10th at 7 p.m. You can call 788-1434 to reserve a seat or just show up. There's plenty of room still.
And just a quick note, we are closed next Wednesday, November 11th.
Correct.
For Veterans Day.
But on some good news.
So hug a veteran.
The North County branch is back up and open and running in business with a new parking lot, freshly paved, and the bookmobile is back on the streets. So all library services are up and running.
Great. That's good news. One more quick program next Thursday, November 12th. We'll mention this again next week. Leonardo da Vinci and the History of Italian Cuisine with gourmand or award-winning author and celebrity chef Maria Liberati. How is she a celebrity chef, Jennifer? Does she have a TV show or something?
I don't know.
That remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen. She has a book, a cookbook.
Okay, last
and
weekend.
And there's a movie tonight.
Oh, okay, there is a movie, Love and Mercy. The Brian Wilson story is playing at the Huntington County Library starting at 6 p.m. This is one that I've seen and I highly recommend. It's a statement about mental illness, Jennifer. And a lot of people don't know that Brian Wilson had a lot of demons. And a very interesting story and very well portrayed by two actors that portray the younger and older Brian Wilson. John Cusack, famous Hollywood actor, plays the older Brian Wilson, does a good job. And Paul Dano. Paul Dano from There Will Be Blood, I forget what else he was in, plays the young Brian Wilson and just nails it.
Excellent.
You a Beach Boys fan?
I don't change the channel when they come on.
No.
But I don't seek them out either.
You don't think listen to them now this time of year because it's winter.
That's correct.
It's summer. And it's not too early to start talking about Christmas. Is that correct, Jennifer?
According to Jim Thatch, it's never too early.
I have a new feature for the show leading up to the holidays. If this loads up on the computer, I'm going to play. If I play something on my computer, will it come over the radio?
It will not.
Oh, then never mind. My feature's been canceled.
Well, you know, we'll switch places.
I thought it did it one time.
Did it?
Should I try?
We'll try it, but if not, we'll switch places after the break, and then you can do it.
Too much to load. Can you hear anything?
Mm-mm.
Son of a gun.
Well,
I had two things to load up, actually.
Well, send the links over here and come over and do it after the
because
break.
Because besides being Halloween this past weekend, how was your Halloween, by the way?
It was quiet.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters?
No.
We had two.
And I
knew they were coming because I'd already bought them something special.
Like I have kids who live next door and across the street, but they go someplace else.
Oh, because they're afraid of you.
I think so.
Are you? Are you that house that people are afraid to?
No.
You're the witch that lives in the house can tell them when they're going to die?
I would never do such a thing.
What movie is that from?
I don't know.
That's the movie Big Fish. Okay. That's my DVD alert for Fish. The Big Fish, starring Ewan McGregor. Ian, okay. Ewan, Ewan, E-W-A-N, McGregor. Good movie. Very father and son tale. It's very poignant, Jennifer. Poignant is the word I'm looking for. So the other big news this past weekend was what?
The New York City Marathon.
That's middling sized news.
American Pharoah ran his last race.
That is correct.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
What did he just tell you that?
No, he called me last. I called him last night, and he said, "Don't forget American Pharoah." See. Ran
it
his
was.
Last race.
His final race, and it doesn't happen too often in sports, but there's now a new term in the sporting world.
Okay.
The new term for horse racing is a grand slam. Not only is it good enough now for a horse to win the Triple Crown, Jennifer, which is hard enough to do, as it's taken 37 years for it to happen again, but now American Pharoah raised the bar and won the Breeders' Cup Classic, which wasn't in existence when the last Triple Crown winner ran. Okay. Which is pretty much the World Series of horse racing. All the best horses in the world gather for this Breeders' Cup Classic, they call it. And American Pharoah won that in convincing fashion. So now he has the horse racing Grand Slam, the
now
only one
this,
to do it.
Where's this event held?
It switches every year. Okay. This year was in Keeneland, which is in Lexington, Kentucky. A lot of times it's held in California. It was held once at Monmouth Park.
Even though it's a British?
It's not British.
You said it was a British?
I mean, British horses come over.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All the horses from all around the world come and run in this, but it's always held on American soil. Either California's been held in Florida, it's been held in Kentucky, it's been held in New York, it's been held at Monmouth Park in New Jersey, which it won't happen again at Monmouth Park, unfortunately, because it poured rain the whole time, and they weren't happy with it. But it did happen once there.
Yes, well, and we don't use the World Series. We don't use.
So I was going to have American Pharoah's stretch call of the classic.
Well,
but
on.
Once again, I got inferior equipment over here.
Well, you can come over here and do it after the break.
We might, we may, we may not. Or Jennifer,
I, no,
Jennifer will cue it up.
Because I'm curious about the Christmas thing, the holiday thing.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not in the Christmas mood at the moment.
I'm sorry?
I'm not in the Christmas mood at the moment.
Oh. All right. Well, can I give you a shout out?
I guess.
Speaking not in the mood, last Thursday, I was a little bit out of sorts, and you had mentioned something about a football in your trunk.
Oh, okay.
And I came downstairs and I said, let's go throw a football around. And indeed, we threw a football around. And I caught it. And I even almost got a spiral.
Yeah, we taught Jennifer how to throw a spiral. And she was doing pretty good by the end.
Thank you very much, Jim Thatch.
Just want to mention that Kiko is listening today.
Oh, good,
so keep your comments. He
clean.
Said, he said, not only did I have two trick-or-treaters, but five beer drinkers. Because we watched the Breeders' Cup. It was on Halloween at my
house. Oh, I thought you said the British Cup.
Breeders. I'm sorry, breeders.
That's why I was
saying slurring my words. So I had some people that came over and watched. Actually, I learned Kiko taught me how to and gave me the equipment to learn how to pour a black and tan. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. It is Guinness Stout and Harp's Ale.
That's a half and half.
Oh.
Bass Ale and Guinness Stout is a black and tan. Okay. One is Irish, one is English.
I see.
And don't order the wrong one in the wrong country, Jennifer, or you'd be in big trouble.
We always used Guinness and Harps.
So you were pouring halves and halves. Half and halves.
Doesn't really matter in the end. After.
No?
After a couple.
No, it really doesn't matter.
All right, we'll go to a commercial break. You send me the link, and we'll be back and see what you have up your sleeve. Oh, Kiko, don't go away. I think you'll need to help Jim with the trivia that we have for him later.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand. or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Sorry, Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for Today in History, but I do not hear my music. Jennifer's trying to multitask over there.
I don't think I have the right one. We'll do it after that. We'll do this one after the break.
Sure, Jennifer. So this time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about this date in history, some events and some people that were born or died on this date, and see if she knows who they are. How much does Jennifer know? How well-rounded is Jennifer Winberry? Here we go. Today is November 5th, 2015. Let's go back to November 5th, 1862, Jennifer. The American Civil War. A trivia for you. Abraham Lincoln removes who as commander of the Army of the Potomac on this date? It's actually the second time he did it. He was relieved, reinstated, and relieved again because Lincoln had trouble finding a good commander-in-chief.
Ulysses S. Grant.
No, he was the one that was successful, Jennifer. He was the one that finished it off. Any idea before that?
Mm-mm.
Keek would know this, so I'm just going to say it. George McClellan. Lincoln thought him too hesitant, that he could have ended the war several times, but McClellan was too hesitant to attack, etc.
Okay.
We're set out of Richmond for a long time and wouldn't attack, and Lincoln was just exasperated with him.
The way you
so
get
George
with
B.
Me
McClellan.
Sometimes.
Yes, very similar. November 5th, 1872, Jennifer. In defiance of the law, suffragist Susan B. Anthony votes for the first time, Jennifer, which was a crime. What was her punishment? Kind of different spin on this question.
I don't know if she was imprisoned, or she probably wasn't, or she wouldn't be asking. I don't know.
She was fined $100.
Oh.
Okay, Jennifer, this is one I did not know. I see if you know this one. In 1895, who was granted the first U.S. patent for an automobile?
Tucker.
Incorrect. George P. Selden. Any idea who that name? He actually made the first automobile, but did not.
No, but it seems to me his name shows up in crossword puzzles quite often.
It might.
There's a lot of good letters.
But he didn't make them for mass consumption where Ford came by and did it. But he had the patent on it, so Ford had to pay him off for a long time before he finally lost in court, or Selden finally lost that right in court eventually.
Interesting.
1912, who was elected president of the United States and led us through World War I?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Incorrect.
No.
Teddy Roosevelt fought in World War
I. Yeah. McKinley was before. I don't know. Interesting.
I'll give you a hint. The summer White House of his is now Monmouth University in New Jersey.
Woodrow Wilson.
Very good. Woodrow Wilson. And Kiko's follow-up Civil War fact is George McClellan was at West Point at the age of 15.
So I've got my
what went wrong along the way there with him? He was obviously missing the word. Was somebody who's blossoming earlier is
a late bloomer, opposite of a late bloomer.
Okay, term is opposite of a late bloomer.
He left his fight in the ring. He left his fight in the gym.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
2006, Jennifer, finally, whom, along with his co-defendants, are sentenced to death at the Al Dujail trial for the roles in the massacre of 148 Shia Muslims in 1982. Who was sentenced to death?
I don't know.
Looking for Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yes.
Remember that gentleman?
Yeah, I remember the New Year. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Jennifer, finally got about a dozen born or died on this date.
Okay.
I think you do probably pretty well. Okay, but let's start with 1911. On November 5th, Roy Rogers was born.
He was a singing cowboy.
He was?
Dale Evans, Roy Rogers. His
voice
was
good.
Trigger.
Very good.
Is that enough?
Good enough. Happy Trails is probably his most famous song. Son of the Pioneers, all key words that got you the point, but you got it anyway, Jennifer. 1913, Vivian Leigh was born.
She was a movie actress. She was Scarlett O'Hara. Most famous role, probably.
Scarlett O'Hara. I think she was also in A Streetcar Named Desire. 1919, Myron Florin was born. The only person who's going to get this one correct is my daughter, Kara. And she shouldn't know who this guy is, but she does. Myron Florin was the accordion player for the Lawrence Welk show. Lawrence Welk's right-hand man.
Yes, Kiko?
Don't respond to my phone, Jennifer. We got come on.
I'm sorry, focus.
So Myron Florin, he was Lawrence Welk's second in command for all those years. Can you picture Myron Florin playing the accordion?
I can.
Even though Lawrence Welk can play the accordion, too. 1931, Ike Turner is born.
He was Tina Turner's husband, Rolling on the River.
Right. They made a movie about how he abused her.
Yes.
So you didn't say anything like that, Jennifer. You thought he might have been a good guy.
No, I like to keep it light and happy.
Okay, died in 1942, George M. Cohen.
He was a composer. Probably his story was told in Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Correct.
And he was Irish.
I think that is correct.
Yes.
Anything else? Any songs that he...
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
That's a song of his? Okay, I'll give you the... And name another song. You know all
Swanee
about
Swanee River. No. That was Stephen Foster. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I know a lot of them.
For It Was Mary. Where is his statue located? Right on Broadway. Right on Times
Square. I'll give my regards to Broadway.
I give my regards to Broadway. Right on Broadway is his statue of George M. Cohen. Okay, in 1947, on November 5th, Peter Noon.
Herman's Hermits.
Very good. How did you know that?
Because... Well, because I knew it.
People thought his name was Herman, but it was actually the lead singer of Herman's Hermits was named Peter Noon.
He also still has a show on Sirius Channel 6, the 60s.
Very good. In 1959, Bryan Adams was born.
Cuts Like a Knife.
Wow, you're a Bryan Adams fan. Canadian rocker Bryan Adams. Jennifer's a fan. Very good. Why did you like him? He was early MTV year.
It was from that time.
Okay. 1963, Tatum O'Neill. Was
she,
born.
She was an act. She is an actress. She was in The Bad News Bears.
Very good. Also, I believe Paper Moon was her other, with her father, right?
Yes, Ryan O'Neill.
Okay, then three more, Jennifer, and they all died, so I know this will perk you up a little bit. 1977, Guy Lombardo died on this date?
He was a band leader.
Very famous for one thing, Jennifer.
I know.
Yeah, drawing a blank on this
not coming
one.
To me.
Auld Lang Syne. Always performed Auld Lang Syne. Was a New Year's tradition.
Of course.
And died in 1991, Fred McMurray.
The father and my three sons.
Very good. Any movies? Can you name a movie he was in?
Oh, was he in Flubber?
That's very good.
Thank you.
Nice. It wasn't called Flubber, though. What was the name of the movie? Flubber was the thing he invented. A little trivia for you.
Oh, the absent-minded professor.
Very good. She pulled that out in the last second.
Was he in the Shaggy D.A. also?
He might have been. He was in a bunch of those Disney movies. And finally, Jennifer died in 2008, and I didn't know this gentleman was dead. Michael Crichton?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's an author. He wrote Jurassic Park, Lost World.
Correct. How did he die? I don't even know.
He was young when he died. I mean, he was in his 60s, I think, when he died. It was a surprise. I think he had been ill, but I'm not... I can't be 100% sure.
He was actually 66.
Which is pretty young.
Yes.
It's getting younger every single day.
Very young, Jennifer.
All right. So I have some trivia for you.
Great.
Is Kiko still listening?
Probably.
Kiko, buzz the phone so I know you're still listening.
Unless you didn't start talking about Maureen O'Hara in depth.
I'm not talking about Maureen O'Hara. Okay. Do you know what song I played at the opening of the show?
I do not. Some French song or something.
No, it was German, actually. It was Lily Marlene. No, I guess it was it French?
I don't know.
And that version...
Didn't sound German.
That German... All right, so we'll say it's French. It was sung by Lana Anderson from 1942.
Okay.
Okay.
This is trivia. I'm going to have no idea about it.
You're going to get this. These trivia questions were taken from a magazine called America and World War II. They just came out with a second special issue, World War II Stars in World War II. And one question actually did come from Volume 1.
Okay.
So these are movie stars who were in World War II.
Bing Crosby.
No. Which Hollywood personality is the only one to have 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Hollywood personality? I'm going to say Bing Crosby.
No, it is Gene Autry. For movies, radio, records, television, and live performance. He has a star for each.
Bing doesn't. No. I find that hard to believe. Because Bing was the master of all of those as well.
Well, we will find out how many stars he has on the Hollywood Walk.
Okay.
Who are the 4 cowboys on U.S. postage stamps? This is just a follow-up question.
Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, cowboys. Is it John Wayne? Is he count?
No. Yeah, you're not going to get the other two, I don't
think. Okay. Tom Mix.
Tom Mix and William S. Hart.
Tom Mix was born right where my grandparents, or Lori's parents live.
Oh, really? In St.
I knew Tom Mix, yes. It's actually, yes, Benizet or Grant, PA.
Huh. How about that?
What was the 4th one?
William S. Hart.
Oh, I wouldn't have known him.
Okay. Which blonde actress did anti-Nazi German language broadcasts in the U.S. and occupied Europe for the Office of Strategic Services?
Marilyn Monroe. Oh, no, she was after that, huh? Uh-huh. Blonde actress, Grace Kelly?
Marlena Dietrich.
Oh.
From which World War I song did she take her radio name?
Marlena Dietrich?
Yes. She used the radio name.
The one you played in the beginning of the show.
Correct, Lily Marlene. Which movie and television star was a rear gunner on a Navy dive bomber for the United States Marine Corps? And I will tell you...
TV and television? I was going to say Clark Gable.
No. I will tell you that I always refer to him as Dreamy.
Dreamy?
He's...
From the 40s?
He was on a TV show in the late 60s, early 70s, a sitcom. He was in a lot of movies.
Hmm. I need more.
He killed himself.
Oh, was the guy Superman guy?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He had 2 first names. Like, his last name is a first name. I only put this in because he's one of my favorite actors.
Who?
Brian Keith.
Okay.
Which child star, later an adult sitcom star, who has a law named after him, was a glider pilot who flew commando missions into Burma for the Army Air Corps?
Was that the Beretta dude?
Mm-mm.
Child star? Shirley Temple?
Mm-mm. Oh, you're just guessing. And if you had,
of course I'm guessing.
If you had him in your house, you would never need a lamp.
If I had him in my house, I would never need a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck does that mean?
Uncle Fester, Jackie Coogan.
Oh. Jackie Coogan played Uncle Fester?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in The Little Rascals?
Mm-hmm. And he had a law named after him.
I tried another Little Rascal. I was on the right track.
You were. He sued his parents, his mother and stepfather, because they stole all his money that he earned as a child.
Did he get it back?
Yes, he did. And that's the Jackie Coogan law. This leading man enlisted in World War II at the age of 41. He arrived
at a
training camp with 3 sets of dentures, as he had no teeth of his own.
Clark Gable.
That is correct. You're going to say Clark Gable all the time.
No, I'm not. I knew that one.
Which Golden Girl?
I can tell you a lot more about Clark Gable. He went to the war because his wife was Carol Lombard.
Yes.
And Carol Lombard was killed in a plane crash selling war bonds. And he had promised her, or she had asked him to do more for his country. So he felt compelled. So he just went whole hog and joined up and became a hero in World War II.
He did. Which Golden Girl?
Rue McClanahan.
Served 30 months in the United States Marine Corps during World War II.
B. Arthur.
Correct. I couldn't think of a better way to ask that. This leading man, and leading man, it's meant in 2 ways. Okay. I'm using it in two senses.
Okay.
Joined the Army Reserves during the 1930s. He was called up to active duty in 1942, but he never served outside the U.S. because of his poor vision. Instead, he made over 400 training and promotional films for the United States Army Air Corps.
Walt Disney.
No. Leading man.
Poor vision, leading man, Mr. Magoo.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
Get it, leading man in the movies, and he was the leader of the country.
Actually, I saw a very interesting show the other night about the year 1964, and I watched, of course, because I was born in 1964. What a turnaround year, 1964. I didn't know half of this. Vietnam War became a thing in 1964 because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. So Vietnam War was on the map. Ronald Reagan stumped for Barry Goldwater, so Ronald Reagan became a political figure in 1964. The civil rights, it was right in the middle of the civil rights. That was the year that civil rights became a real thing. The ghosts of Mississippi, the three kids were killed down there. So that, and then it was also the starting point when college kids would protest things was 1964. A very fascinating year.
And Jim
the year
Banks
I was born.
Born.
So it was, I was born right into the middle of that.
That explains
I thought it was
lot.
Very interesting. Okay, right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have one last question, and there was an interesting follow-up to it. Which World War II movie star was on a war bond tour, and if you bought a war bond for $25,000, she would give you a kiss?
Carol Lombard.
Hedy Lamarr.
Oh.
Follow-up is Hedy Lamarr held a patent for signal technology that is still used today in cell phones. She figured out that by transmitting radio signals...
Hedy Lamarr did.
Mm-hmm. By transmitting radio signals along rapidly changing frequencies, American radio-guided weapons would be far more resilient to detection and jamming. The sequence of the frequencies would be known by the transmitter and the receiver ahead of time, but the Germans would not be able to decode it and detect it.
How did Hedy Lamarr figure that out?
I have no idea.
I'm finding that hard to believe.
I've cited it in several different sources. In 1940, after working on a project for several years, she called avant-garde composer George Anhiel, and he was involved. He had a 25-piece robotic orchestra.
Robotic?
Yes. And these frequencies carried in waves through the space like melodies. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It is very interesting, if it's true.
If it's true.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Little turn back the clock to World War II. Let's catch you up on today and this weekend's weather coming up, Jennifer, for Flemington, New Jersey. Right now it's 68 overcast degrees in Flemington. Expect a 20% chance of precipitation, which I'm looking at a radar map, and I don't see any precipitation, so we might be out of the woods there. It was a high of 77 degrees yesterday, so hopefully you got out and did that. The barometric pressure right now is 31.39 inches, Jennifer. That's shocking. No, I have no idea what that means, do you?
No.
Visibility is 6 miles, which I find hard to believe on these overcast skies. Our dew point 61 degrees Fahrenheit. And what does that mean? If it drops below 61, there'll be dew on the ground? What does the dew
point
mean?
It's got something to do with the amount of moisture in the air. I know.
Humidity is high, so it may rain, Jennifer. But pretty soon, a few more weeks, these little storms might be snowstorms.
Thank you.
So let's go for your weekend weather. On Friday, they're calling for 76 degrees and overcast skies. Could that possibly be, Jennifer?
Could be.
It's going to bump up again? No. Overnight lows on Friday, 54. Saturday, 62 degrees. Overnight lows into the 30s. And Sunday, 58 degrees, Jennifer, with an overnight low on Sunday under freezing. Clear skies throughout the weekend, so just bundle up. And so you can go out and rake the leaves, which is going to take me a month to clean my yard up, raking leaves, unfortunately. But
do you have a leaf blower?
I have a little thing, but it doesn't...
Excuse me.
a little leaf blower. It's not very powerful, though.
Sorry to hear that. In answer to your question, Bing Crosby has 3 stars on the Hollywood.
I don't believe it. Bing Crosby was the man. They called Bing Crosby the master of all media.
Motion pictures, radio, and recording. I can't help it.
No? He was never on TV, ever?
He did not get one.
Was Gene Autry on TV?
He was.
How could he be? TV wasn't invented yet.
Oh, Jim.
Right? When was Gene Autry? I don't even think there was such a thing as TV. How could Gene Autry's a liar, Jennifer.
Wonderful.
Well, welcome back to the Library Show. We have 24 minutes before Jim Gonneau joins you, unless Jim Gonneau's at the...
No, he's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard from Chris.
By the way, today is the big Hunterdon County Business Expo, which starts probably at noon. What time does it start?
2 o'clock.
So if you're in the Hunterdon County area, stop by the Hunterdon Central High School Fieldhouse. It's a very big event. Rub elbows with all the local business. And
I think Dennis Malloy from 101.5 is going to be there at 4 o'clock.
Really? Mm-hmm. On Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Or on his own show.
I don't know if... I think he's just there to say hello. I don't think they're doing a remote broadcast.
Well, they got to get him on the radio station, hopefully, too.
The year we were there, Joe Henry was there.
Oh, yeah? Is he really big?
He's not as big as he would lead you to believe, but he is a big guy.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's Kiko.
Okay, so I mentioned at the top of the show the gingerbread competition. We have... 3 weeks left, a little more than 2 weeks left to submit an entry form. This is the gingerbread competition we've been doing every year, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Prizes will be awarded in several categories, and the competition will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library from December 7th, a day which will live in infamy, and December 31st.
Let's hope not.
We'll have a welcome reception for everyone who enters, and by the way, the categories. And then further, by the way, if you want all the information and to get an entry form, just go to our webpage, www.hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on the homepage. Just print that out and send it in to us, or you can pick up an entry form at any of our county libraries. So you have two choices. You can make either a gingerbread story land. Oh, wait. My other, by the way, Jennifer, the welcome reception will be on, what is the date again? Oh, Wednesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library. And that will give out the awards to all the winners that night. Like I mentioned, there'll be cash awards. And there's two types of houses you're going to see. Either a gingerbread storyland house, which is an edifice or a scene from a favorite book, either children's book or a novel, or it can be a Hunterdon County scene, which the chamber would like you to do, which can be any edifice or scene from Hunterdon County. So lots to choose from. And if you need help making gingerbread or icing, we have recipes right on the entry form for you. So I urge you to print out an entry form, read all the rules, and enter this wildly popular show, Jennifer. And if you don't enter, make sure to stop by the library sometime in December to see all the very creative entries.
Very nice. And don't forget to check our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hunterdon County Library, for frequent updates.
Okay, since you mentioned Kiko, he wants to know why you were talking about World War II and did not mention Audie Murphy. Who is Audie Murphy?
He was, we have a book on him at home. We've talked about
him. Your husband's probably home now. I know. Wringing his hands. You don't know who Audie Murphy is? Wasn't he one of the most decorated?
He was one of the most decorated soldiers of World War II.
I just gave you that.
I know you did. You're right. We even have a book, Audie Murphy and Alvin York and their decorations.
Look up Audie Murphy in the break or something. Do we have another break coming up?
Because he was in Volume 1, Kiko, not Volume 2, and except for Clark Gable, because they couldn't pass up the teeth thing. I was using World War II. I was using Volume 2.
Who's the guy that fought fires? What? There was somebody like, it was Fred Adair. Never mind. Okay, moving on,
he
Jennifer.
He won every military combat award for valor from the U.S. Army as well as French. And then he went on to become a TV star.
Yeah, what was he in?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking. Film career.
That's okay. All right. We have some children's programs coming up.
Yeah, I was talking about Facebook.
What?
I was talking about Facebook and reminding people to check Facebook.
Oh, go ahead.
And check pictures. We decorated the library for Halloween on Saturday.
How did the South County branch Halloween party go?
Oh, pretty well. Popeye and Olive Oil were there. We've got a picture of that. The Punisher and Alice from Alice in Wonderland were at our library.
The Punisher?
Uh-huh.
What's the Punisher?
He's a cartoon character. What movies was he in?
He was in To Hell and Back, Jennifer.
I probably should have gotten that.
Okay, we have some children's programs coming up. So we mentioned Halloween again. We have a... It's actually going on right now, so I'm not doing you any good. It's over in 4 minutes, but we had a... We had a spectacular science show by Mad Science of West Jersey in our meeting room this morning. So, better luck next year. Next Tuesday, November 10th, Jennifer, plenty of time to go to the North County branch and see a canine demo with the Reddington Police Department. This is for grades 1 through 9. Once again, at the North County branch, next Tuesday, November 10th, from 7 to 8 p.m. Next Thursday, November 12th, Bricks for Kids. We learn, we build, we play with Lego bricks. This is a tween program at the Huntington County Library next Thursday from 4 to 5:15 for grades 1 through 4, Jennifer. The program is made possible through the generous funding of the Friends of the Huntington County Library. So what do we do? Just they have Legos there and just build things? Is someone going to demonstrate?
I don't think so. I think
no, just build. And then finally, Wednesday, December 9th, that's the same night as our gingerbread reception, there's a kids' craft that night, the Winter Wonderland Craft Night. Make a gingerbread craft and more for all ages in the children's room on Wednesday, December 9th from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
And on Saturday, November 21st at the South County Branch Library, they will be participating in International Games Day at your library. Game on during the hours open, 9 to 5, and they will have all kinds of games and things out for you.
Very nice. And I want to mention that the library now has a button machine that we have the ability to make fancy buttons, Jennifer.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to be using that for Maker's Day, but we'll find other reasons to use that.
Yes.
In the future.
Indeed.
I hear that's going to be very popular as well.
It certainly will.
Why don't we go to our commercial break?
Okay.
We'll come back with American Pharoah Stretch Run in the Breeders' Cup Classic right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Right together, third and fourth, 5 lengths ahead of Kenai's Glen Eagles and Heart Aces. And still Honor Code at the back of the Field of Eight that chases American Pharoah through 3/4 of a mile in 1:11.1. So it's picked up a bit as they head for the far turn. American Pharoah's lead is a length and a half. And now Victor Espinosa starts to pump on them and says, let's go. On the far turn, they're in front by 2. FNX continues to chase, and then comes Frosted and Tonalist, and they're all put to full-out drives, and American Pharoah is getting away, and they're into the stretch, and American Pharoah has a 4-length lead. FNX is second, and then it's Frosted, Tonalist, and Honor Code. American Pharoah comes into his final furlong, and he's got a 5-6-length lead as they come to the wire. A Triple Crown winner, a Breeders' Cup winner, a horse of a lifetime! American Pharoah has won the Breeders' Cup Classic over FNX and Honor Code in a final time of 2:07.
Okay, you can turn it off. Jennifer, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Were you excited listening to that?
I was all a quiver.
So actually it was very convincing how easily he did it in a race and full of very good horses.
He was very
It was probably actually very anticlimactic how easy he made it look winning that race.
I mean, they were saying he was whatever ahead, but he was
easily in front, correct?
Very much so, yes.
So that's American Pharoah, now retired to stud. He only had to go about 5 miles to his new home from that racetrack.
Where is he living now?
It's Versailles, Kentucky, at Ashford Farm, I believe is the name of it.
They will just be bringing the ladies to him?
Yeah, so actually, it's next, I think in February, they're going to start shipping. He'll probably about 100 mares a year. He'll cover, is the term, Jennifer.
It's a tough life.
Probably for about $200,000 a shot. Which means $20 million a year.
There's so many things going through my mind that are inappropriate.
I don't understand. I do not. And you just say it. You just blurt it out.
I know. I'm not blurting
This is a
anything
classy
out.
Show, Jennifer.
Since when?
So he's going to earn that farm $20 million a year.
He doesn't get it?
He doesn't get it. No, the farm owns him now. He's fine. So he's going to be living the life of Riley at Ashford Stud Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. So starting in February, so it's 2016, so we'll start looking in 2019, you'll start seeing the first offspring of American Pharoah.
All right, well, put that on your calendar and we'll check back in.
Sure. You think we'll be doing this radio show in 2019? Not if you keep these innuendos spewing out. Get the disclaimer out. Put the disclaimer on.
I don't know where it is anymore.
Okay, we have our holiday program, Jennifer. I'm starting to make our flyers for the holiday program.
I know. Did you get what I sent you yesterday?
What was that?
About the fiddlers?
I did, Jennifer, but
excellent.
I said I did some of them.
I know. I just want to make sure you got it and don't lose it.
Things kick off on December 2nd with a jazz holiday, the Eric Mattel Quartet, featuring music from Vince Guaraldi's to Charlie Brown Christmas. This is a concert we've been doing for several years now. Eric Mattel is one of the premier local jazz bands. It plays all over the place, including Bethlehem Music Fest, just to name one. So we have him every December at the library. If you have not heard him before, I highly recommend it. We actually have him performing twice, not only on December 2nd at the Hunterdon County Library at 7 p.m., but he'll also be at the North County Branch on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m., in case you can't do the 2nd for some reason. What other holiday programs do we have coming up?
We have the Hunterdon Harmonizers on December 16th at the Headquarters Library.
That is correct. We've had them for several years, too. And I'm sure most of you that live around Hunterdon County have heard them before, but they put on a very good holiday show.
So if you missed
Just think of like a 1950s, 1960s, old-fashioned Ray Conniff and his singers type show.
I was thinking Andy Williams, but I can go with Ray Conniff.
Yes. Most people probably don't even know who Ray Conniff is anymore.
They do. They do. They just don't know they know who he is.
Yes. We have the Fiddle Club, which Jennifer just mentioned. I don't know if she mentioned that off the air or not. Probably on the air.
It was on the air.
Of course. The 100th Central High School Fiddle Club.
They'll be here December 9th at 11:45 in the morning.
Yes, this is a special thing we started doing as an impromptu concert, but it's grown to a full-blown concert where the kids come over on the bus, perform for you for about, 45 minutes, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. And then go right back to school.
I think they
God
stop.
Bless them.
Stop at lunch for something.
Fred Miller's American Christmas will be what date? December 17th, the 100 County Library is a mammoth Christmas sing-along. It will be at the North County Branch Library the day before on November 16th. We have one other one, don't we? We have the gingerbread competition.
And I'm going to have some holiday movies on some Tuesday.
We have a full slate of holiday movies, including The Nutcracker, which I didn't know was a movie.
I think it's a cartoon, but Jeremiah is going to send you the pictures of the covers so you know which one it is. And Miracle on 34th Street.
There's another one. Elf is another one.
Elf, I may give it a second. And I, by the way, we did get an email from Jeremiah last week that he was very disappointed in me and with regards to Elf.
She didn't even try. Jeremiah was like, Jeremiah, she didn't even try to watch it. I've never been madder at Jennifer than I was that day. She came in with work, sat there, didn't even look up half the time.
Oh, stop.
Jennifer, Jeremiah might have hit you. I might have saved the lawsuit at the library.
And then on the 5th and the 6th, when the day of gingerbread drop-off, we will have movies playing in the background.
Yes, and of course, the gingerbread competition. I feel like we're forgetting something. No?
You think?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay, Jennifer, some other non-Christmas programs coming up. I just made a program for Saturday, December 5th about baseball. You don't really think about baseball in December, but we're forcing you to at the North County Branch Library. On Saturday, December 5th at 12:30 p.m., the book is called The Game, Baseball in America Growing Up Together. The author is local author Tommy Reynolds, who you can meet and greet. This is his debut novel, Jennifer, and it follows the Miller family as they chase the American dream from the green fields of Ireland to the heartland of America. That's all I'm going to read about that. And I can just see right now that one of my sentences got cut off, and I've got to redo this flyer.
Excellent.
Happy days to me.
I'll edit. It's a little bit long, so I'll take out a couple sentences and words if you like.
Sure. Sounds good. What else we got coming up? Be very prepared over there.
We have on December 2nd. Yeah, my flyers got all mixed up. I dropped.
Well, let me just quickly mention our last HCL musical program in November is Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. The Bishop of Jazz is gracing us with his presence, Jennifer. Rio Clemente, a very popular area jazz musician, a legend. So that's one you're not going to want to miss. Once again, Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. And once again, all these programs Jennifer and I talk about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar on the lower right-hand corner for all the information that you need.
And is that a memorial concert?
You're going to have to say something in front of it if you want it to be. Can you talk? Because you know Charlie Zink? So,
yeah,
so you can prepare something that you can just... Okay, very good.
Yeah, we had a patron, Charlie Zink, who was a fixture at all our concerts. And after he died, his wife asked that money be donated to the Friends of the Library. So this concert is Jeanette requested Rio Clemente. So it will be in Charlie's honor. I was kind of surprised because Charlie always wanted an accordion player. He always said, when are you going to have an accordion player at the library or a polka band?
We had only had one accordion
Chuck
player.
Chuck Pierman, yeah.
For the WDVR hayride was at our place one time.
But Charlie was always there. He always wore a Scottish tam with a pom-pom when it was cold out.
Well, we can't get Myron Florin, Jennifer, unfortunately.
Well, that ship has sailed, Jim. Sorry to hear that.
Okay, I mentioned Fred Miller's American Christmas performance. He also has one more before that on Wednesday, November 18th at North County Branch at 2 p.m. and then repeated Thursday, November 19th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. He's going to be singing and talking about the legendary voice on the occasion of his centennial, of course, I'm talking about Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
So if you're a Sinatra fan, you don't want to miss that. The tenor last night sang My Way.
Did he? What did he sing? I meant to ask you.
A lot of Italian songs. But he kind of asked the audience, like, between things, he had some oldies.
Did he play
like,
any arias or sing any arias?
I'm sure he did. A lot of them were in Italian. And then...
Well, maybe he sang Volare. That's an Italian.
Oh, Solo Mio was his last one.
Okay.
And the building was shaking.
Did he sing Volare?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, he didn't sing that one. A few that I recognize. And a couple oldies like Only You by the Platters.
Interesting.
He sang... What? There was one Elvis one. It's not Now or Never. It's another one. He sang a Ray Charles one that was really good.
Oh, Now or Never would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. But that's kind of like that's a bossa nova one.
Blame it on the bossa nova?
That was an Elvis song. Did you know that?
Was it?
Yeah, Elvis sang that song.
Did he really? I know Edie Gourmet sang it.
So did Elvis Presley.
No, but I
don't. Elvis Presley was, Jennifer, just shows the, I've said this many times before, the greatness of Elvis Presley. He was completely mismanaged in the 1960s and sang just junky, cruddy songs, and he's still the king of rock and roll. People didn't care. It was Elvis Presley. No other performer could have overcome that adversity, making terrible movies, singing terrible songs, and he's still the king of rock and roll. Amazing.
Amazing. There's one more music program at the North County Branch the night after the Bishop of Jazz. It is Michael Long, live and unplugged, singer-guitarist. Michael has been around music his whole life. His father was an accomplished jazz pianist who urged him at an early age to take up an instrument. His repertoire includes Springsteen, Dylan, and Billy Joel, who's a piano player, so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The Beatles, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews, and Matchbox 20, and he will also take requests.
Very good. I think it's about our time, isn't it?
I think it is. So stay tuned for Jim Gannot, who will be in, and don't forget to stop by the 100 Chamber Expo at 2 o'clock at the high school. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. intelligence officials reportedly believe an explosive linked to ISIS brought down a Russian jet in Egypt over the weekend.
U.S. officials have reported that intelligence supports the theory that a bomb planted in a piece of luggage or somewhere else on the plane, likely down the Metro jet flying from Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh resort to St. Petersburg in Russia last weekend. An ISIS-linked group in Egypt called the Sinai Province claimed responsibility for the crash that killed more than 220 people. The ISIS affiliate has been waging a bloody insurgency in the north of the Sinai Peninsula that has killed hundreds of policemen and civilians so far. I'm Chuck Gomez.
The fallout is just beginning now that the death of an Illinois police officer has been ruled a suicide. Authorities say Fox Lake Police Officer Charles Joseph Glinovitz staged his own death on September 1st to cover up years of embezzlement. And now there's word that his wife and son are under investigation in connection with his crimes. Also, an organization that helps survivors of officers killed in the line of duty wants its donation back from Mrs. Glinovitz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. There's something in here.
Arizona senators are fuming over so-called paid patriotism. USA Radio News' Melody Burkett has more.
Arizona senators say the Department of Defense has been paying pro sports teams to honor American soldiers. John McCain says paid military commercials don't belong at sporting events.
We appreciate if they honor the men and women in uniform, but not to get paid for it.
Senator Flake wonders what else the department's been hiding if they weren't transparent with this.
When they say that there's no fat to cut anywhere, when you look into these marketing contracts and find activities like this that are being paid for, it makes you question that as well.